Welcome to a very special holiday edition of Christmas Dog Studio. I'm your host, Radek Blažo. As the magic of Christmas surrounds us, I've been pondering a curious question. What's the connection between dogs and Christmas? Surely, as someone who has spent a lifetime reading and learning about dogs, there must be a story or legend that ties dogs to this festive season. But as I mentally sifted through the different dog breeds and famous canine personalities, I came up empty-handed. Not a single story linking dogs to Christmas came to my mind. So, armed with my journalistic spirit and a passion for uncovering hidden tales, I turned to research. I hit Google with every combination of dog-related keywords I could think of. The results were disappointingly sparse. Apart from a lot of "Don't buy a puppy for Christmas" or a few Christmas movies starring hounds, I found nothing. Could it be that one of the most beloved holidays of the year lacks a meaningful connection to dogs? Oh no, there is something I found, but it is not filled with joy and happiness. I was determined, and I wouldn't give up. Instead, I turned my focus to the roots of Christmas itself, Christianity. This holiday celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. I am not well versed in Christmas teachings, hence I decided to explore this topic from the roots. I wanted to find out how dogs were portrayed in the Bible. Well, what I found was quite surprising and, frankly, a little disheartening. I was honestly shocked. In biblical times, dogs didn't enjoy the adoration they do today. Quite the opposite. There are numerous mentions of dogs in the Bible, but almost none is positive. They're often depicted as unclean scavengers, eaters of dead animals, and symbols of low status. Calling someone a dog was an insult, implying these people were evil or of very little worth. Physical violence against dogs was deemed acceptable, and they were regarded as creatures to be avoided for one's own safety. I am now beginning to see the reason why there is so little that's linking dogs to Christmas. And yet, despite this grim historical perspective, I couldn't help but think about how much our relationship with dogs has evolved. Today, they are beloved family members, often included in Christmas cards, family photos by the tree, even receiving presents from the whole family, mostly toys and snacks, of course. The journey from unclean scavengers to beloved companions is nothing short of remarkable. It's a Christmas miracle. Here in Slovakia, where I live, dogs play an intriguing role in Christmas traditions. It's quite unique and especially highlights the role of dogs in influencing people's faith. Yes, you heard me right. Dogs are more than just animals on this day. They are believed to have special powers. They predict the future. The legend says that single women looking to marry are said to walk through their village on Christmas Eve. If a dog barks as they pass a certain house, it's believed the girl will marry the single man who lives there. This charming tradition, however, isn't without its quirks. I have heard tales of young men trying to manipulate fate. Oh yes, they couldn't let the dogs decide on their own, so they did all they could when a certain girl walked by their house. Some simply provoked the dogs to bark, but if this didn't work, they turned to cruelty, and often beat the dogs with sticks just to make them make a sound. Oh, the things people will do for love. The most wonderful story of dogs connected with Christmas I have ever found comes from Granada, Spain. The author Stanley Coram writes about it in Psychology Today. The tale talks about three dogs that accompany shepherds to Bethlehem. After all, shepherds were always working in close relationship with their dogs. It would be almost impossible to think there wouldn't be any dogs on the journey. So as they traveled all those days to Bethlehem, the dogs were always with them, loyal, quiet, and working in harmony with their masters. According to legend, Christ was born at exactly midnight, inside the stable, lit only with few candles and moonlight. The animals watched in wonder as the newborn baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lovingly placed in a manger. Meanwhile, three shepherds had arrived, each with their dog, all of them gathered around the child. It is said that on that magic night, as the baby looked around, each animal he gazed upon got the ability to speak. Nobody knows the words the animals said, only that they praised God and called the birth of the Holy Child a miracle. The story goes that God chose to mark this particular event by granting animals the ability to speak at midnight on every Christmas Eve. In honor of this story, many in Granada still name their dogs after these faithful companions as a sign of good luck charm. The names of these dogs were Cubilon, Lubina, and Melampo. The next time you hear these names being called, remember the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. While the Bible might not have been kind to dogs, our modern celebrations and folklore show how much they have come to mean to us. From guardian shepherds to gracing our Christmas traditions, dogs are woven into the fabric of humanity's story. They remind us of loyalty, joy, and unconditional love. Qualities we hold dear, especially during the holidays. And who knows, maybe this Christmas Eve as the clock strikes midnight, you might find yourself talking to your dog. It's worth a try. After all, the magic of the season is full of surprises. Thank you for joining me on this journey to uncover the hidden connections between dogs and Christmas. I hope this episode brings a little extra warmth to your holiday season. Hug your dogs tight and cherish the magic they bring into your life. Until next time, I am Radek Blažo, wishing you and your four-legged companions a very Merry Christmas. See you in the new year on the Dog Studio. Until next time, enjoy your dogs.